Ice Hockey Update. Your commentator is Paul Shuttleworth.
Danny Rose carries the puck from his defensive end off the draw, drives the right side, makes a wrist shot, and finds the back of the net for the first goal of the night. Headman to Miller on the break from the shot from Max Bebré, and Bebré passed it across. Miller takes it, drives around the right side, and sputs a bit of space between Geenskins and the right post, and beautifully positions it into the net for goal number two for the Tigers. Puts it over into the post, and it was Joe Miller there that cut across. He found a spot again, that's the second time tonight, and throws the puck into the net for goal number three. Zajac plays the body beautifully. Bowley on the backhand. Melocherino battles in the corner. Zajac cuts the angle down, and that's a shot and goal. It was Wynn just in front. The puck was passed in front. Zajac stepped up to take the body, and Wynn quickly put it in the back of the net for the first goal of the night for Basingstoke. By Rose. Shot, the rebound's loose. McKenzie's battling to try and push the puck in front. Just gets caught on the side netting. Andre up to Rose. Back down to Novak. Novak. McKenzie shoots and finds the left-hand side. Scott McKenzie virtually on the goal line. Gets the pass from Novak, which came from Danny Rose, and puts it in the side netting for goal number four. Silverthorne, Davis on the backhand to Miller, walks in, picks the spot, the puck drops down, and Danny Davis just taps it in the back of the net for the fifth goal of the night. Great work between Bebré, Miller, and Danny Davis to pick up a loose puck. And a goal! It was Peter Szabo in front. I think the pass came out from Novak, and that seals it up. 6-1 as the Telford Tigers put the seventh goal on the clock. Cuts inside. Salem tips it in front, and it bounces off the netminder and goes in the back of the net with less than 2 minutes to go. Doesn't go anywhere, and at the end of the game, the Telford Tigers win the game, the first home game as champions, with the Telford Tigers 7, Basingstoke 1.
So, after all the hard work and perseverance of the last 5 years, it must feel great.
It is, it's 5 years. 5 years we've been here, and to see everybody in the stands today is great. And I just said to some, to Kelly there, that this is, for me personally, this is 5 years of all the players that have played for the Tigers. Yeah, it's these guys that have won the league, but without the players before, without the people involved, the trust, you know, we wouldn't be here tonight. So there's a lot of thanks, and a big pat on the back for those guys as well. Obviously, with Wayne and Red Hockey coming in, we wouldn't be here again without that huge support on and off the ice. The infrastructure's in place, the players are here, and you know, the fans are here now, it's great.
And who'd have thought when you started taking the job that you'd be in this situation with the numbers of people watching the game that haven't been here in decades cheering you on to the presentation of the trophy?
I really don't know what to say, you know, it would have been... It's great just to see the stands full. I never believed, maybe he's had the belief that when we did start we would get to this. I said 5 years to be competitive, not 5 years to win a league, so I'm really happy.
And it hasn't finished there. It's
no, it hasn't. We've got a long way to go. We've got a few league games to go. I was really pleased with our performance tonight. I thought we really did a great job at home in front of these fans. A long way to go, two big cup final games to come, and then hopefully on to a big playoff.
And the more people the better. If you're listening at home and you want to come and see and be part of this, you're more than welcome on Thursday the 19th.
Oh, you know, once you're here, I think you come back. You know, if you get to the game, the atmosphere, the game itself, it's quick, it's fast, there's aggression, it has everything. So get along and support the Tigers, more the merrier.
Thank you, Tom, congratulations.
Thank you.
End of the first full season in charge.
Yeah.
League champions.
Yeah, it was exactly what we planned for. I mean, that sounds a little crass, but it was. That's what we wanted. We wanted to win the league, because I think that sets the marker down for us for future. Because the reality of it is, what we're doing here tonight is setting the standard for the generations in Telford. The whole point of this is to have great junior hockey, to have a great feeder team to come through to the Tigers, and to ultimately have that solid base that we've talked about for the last... I mean, you and I have talked about that for 18 months, non-stop, about having that base. So it's awesome. I mean, it feels great to see the first successful year for us. I'm loving it. I love it. And look at the lads.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just happy.
The fans and the noise, and it's everything that you've been pushing to try and get back in Telford.
It is, because, again, I remember it. I mean, 27 years ago, I was on the ice running around picking up beer bottles and sticks and things like that, you know. And so for me to be able to see the crowd back again and absolutely rammed, you know, I mean, it's a full house tonight. It, honestly, it is the dream come true. It's exactly what we planned for. It's exactly what we hoped would happen. And I think it goes back to that. If you can put the right product on the ice, if you can put the right structure behind the team, you know, the team behind the team, and then you can have a great fan club as well, then, you know, you can build successful models. And that's what we're trying to do here, is really build the success. And it, honestly, I'm not even sure how to express it. It just feels incredible to know that we did the right things, even though we've made some mistakes along the way. As you do, you know, you just have to celebrate the mistakes.
It'd be no fun if you didn't, would it?
No, of course. You've got to celebrate the mistakes, and you've got to just ultimately end up going for the goal of winning, and that's where we are.
Wayne's goals. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Ice Hockey Update. Your commentator is Paul Shuttleworth.